This is the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Good evening, Bloomington. Jim Inman and David Piller in the studio. First Friday of June, 2015. Mr. Piller, are you going to be going out this evening?
It's first Friday. You just mentioned it. And Jim, happy National Donut Day.
I went this morning at a little bit after 7 o'clock and picked up Crescent because
that's what you got to do in this town. Let's be honest. The squares are great. Yep. I love the squares, but the Crescent's Crescent.
But we had to we observe that every day at work or every year at work.
Yeah.
So today was the day.
Busted.
Yes.
So well, that's
picked
good.
Picked up the assortment pack.
Well, again, you know, we've talked about this 1,000 times. Free is our favorite price here at the Bloomington Review, and so free donuts and happy donut day. And you know, the only thing we like more than donuts is Julie Warren. And so we've got both today. So we've got
on your groove the last couple of weeks.
Jim, this is 3 weeks in a row
again.
I'm like Cal Ripken. I mean, that's what's happening here. I mean, if you think about it, it's three shows in a row. Iron Man.
And you had all that energy built up. And
oh,
then, yes.
Poor Kelly. She just is beside herself. She's like, go away and talk to somebody else. So
quit carrying the spatula like a microphone.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. But, have Donut Day and Julie Warren later on with us here tonight. This is exciting. And it is this first Friday, so Julie will probably cover all the stuff. But we've got first Friday gallery walk tonight. We're cultured, and you know how much we like culture here at the Bloomington Review.
We love to have Julie on here. She's the director of tourism from Visit Bloomington. She's on Friday mornings with Glass as well here on WGCL. So you hear her voice regularly on the shows here. Next week on the show, speaking of, Ron Stanhouse and Talisha Kopic are going to be on talking about Taste of Bloomington. I know Julie's going to talk about that a little bit as well, but Taste of Bloomington's coming up the third weekend of June, and they're actually one of the sponsors of the show this month. There's over 40 different Bloomington eateries participating in the Taste of Bloomington this year. Saturday, June 20th, starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Showers Commons downtown. Here Come the Mummies, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, all kinds of music there. So learn more, tasteofbloomington.com, and thanks to them for sponsoring the show this
month.
So kids got out of school okay for you?
Yeah, it was a really nice end of the school year and had some productive time this week to get cleaned up. And I'll tell you, we've got the best custodians around. I keep saying this, but I mean, they have just stripped the building down and carpets are being cleaned, floors are being waxed. Next week, we host the Full Court Press on Learning. It's the Bloomington Learning Summit, where we've got some bigwig national authors and speakers and such coming into town, and we host that at Jackson Creek for the MCCSC. So a couple hundred teachers will be over at school for a couple of days next week. So if people are driving by, that's what's going on. But, school finished up great, and, both the graduations went really, really well for North and South last weekend on Saturday. Thursday night, Bloomington graduation school graduated about 20 kids in a really, really nice ceremony where everyone got to speak and talk about kind of some of their challenges and obstacles that they overcame to get through high school graduation. Friday night, the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship held their graduation at the Alumni Hall on the IU campus in the Union. Again, about two dozen walked for that. And then Saturday morning, North. And then a monsoon blew through Bloomington, and then Saturday afternoon south, and more rain during the graduation. But weather was great before and after, with just that spotty rain during the day. But first time in a long time that the graduations were held at the schools, maybe first time ever at North. I'd have to go back into the history books and check that out. But Assembly Hall, of course, is the place where they usually do it.
Right.
Assembly's under renovation. So for this year and next year, at least, they'll do the high school graduations for the two comprehensive schools in Bloomington on campus. Beautiful. I don't know if you got to see any of the pictures on Facebook or anything, but just great job by everyone at the high schools for decorating and organizing. And they're just able to do a little bit more. The only downside was there was a ticket limitation, and there's 8 ticket limit at North and 6 ticket limit at South. But South had about 200 people in their auditorium where they did a stream of the thing, and then they had about 100 at North. And actually talking to Jeff at North and Mark at South, both schools had extra space in the gym. People were offered to the seats, and most of them opted to stay in the auditorium where they had more comfortable seats
seating.
And less people and good view of everything that was happening. So. But, hey, Edgewood graduates tomorrow, RBB. So
yes, they do.
Nice, Jim. It's been about 22 years since yours, maybe? Is that about right? He's shaking his head. You can't see it.
You've not enjoyed your time on the show. You're ready to leave, aren't you?
Pretty close.
21.
You got an award last year for your age, so it's good. Remember that?
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, so congratulations to all of our friends over at RBB and Dirk Ackerman, friend of the show.
Yes.
They're going to have their celebration at 11 o'clock, and they do that at the gym. Is that right, Jim?
They are. They do that, and they had done it later in the day, but seniors were surveyed, and I talked to Mr. Ackerman about this a few months back, and they wanted to do it a little bit earlier in the day so they could get the graduation parties and
Absolutely.
Everything knocked
That's great.
Out. So.
Well, it's a big day, so congratulations to all of them, and enjoy it. Take it in, take some pictures, and go. Don't skip your high school graduation.
Right.
Be there.
Walk. Do it. We are going to take a break. We've got plenty to talk about. Local news scene this week marked the fourth anniversary of the disappearance of Lauren Spear. That has made national headlines in recent days. There's also a new Coke bottle out. We might touch on that a little bit. And have you picked up your bacon lottery tickets?
I have not.
Glass and Keith talked about this. And so I'm kind of curious if I might have to go get one.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. And then, as we mentioned, Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington will be on in just a little bit. And I know that she will take a lot of time because there's a lot of fun stuff in Bloomington and Monroe County coming up over the next couple months. Plenty in sports. IU baseball wrapped up their season last weekend. This weekend we've got the Indiana High School Boys and Girls Track and Field, Reds coverage, all of that. So much more. Facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. Stream it online, WGCLRadio.com. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and David Pillar here with you. First weekend of June 2015. In just a few minutes, Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington will be joining us here in the studio talking about a lot of fun stuff coming up. But forecast for the weekend, a little bit wet, a little bit dry, Mr. Pillar.
Yeah, it looks all right. Yesterday it was absolutely perfect. Today, not bad either, but a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. tonight. Mostly cloudy, low around 62. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 78. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. And then Sunday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 85 on Sunday, Jim. Maybe a little rain early in the week. But just stay tuned to WGCRadio.com for all your weather all the time.
What have you got on the news scene, Mr. Pillar?
I mentioned it just a little bit ago, but this week marks the four-year anniversary since Lauren Spear vanished. She was 20 years old, apparel merchandising major and Hillel member that had just finished her sophomore year here at Indiana University. By all accounts, highly intoxicated, barefoot, and without her phone and purse. Spear reportedly walked alone towards her Smallwood Plaza apartment early on June 3rd, 2011, after a night of partying at Kilroy Sports Bar and a friend's nearby apartment, and unfortunately she never made it home. And her parents, Robert and Charlene Spear, tried a litigious route for answers in the form of a civil lawsuit against three young men who were with their daughter last, and a federal judge dismissed the case, and the Spears have appealed. Charlene Spear, who was contacted at her New York home earlier this week, acknowledged that the vast majority of IU students seem to have forgotten about Lauren, and many of them that are new to campus don't know her story at all. Charlene Spear said, there'll be a tragedy and it will affect people for a few days or a few months. And then as she trailed off in this interview she did with EHT, she said it's a terrible and sad and tragic thing. And again, Jim, we've talked a lot about it lately, but most students who graduated, who were freshmen at IU the semester following Lauren Spear's disappearance, graduated last month. So it's almost an end of an era, almost, if you will. And as a 2011 graduate from Hamilton Southeastern High School, Hannah Wilson would have heard about Lauren Spear and the intensive summer search for her during what was her freshman orientation. But interesting article. I'd encourage you to go back to the HT and check it out, talking about Hannah Wilson and then talking about a handful of other students who have passed away at IU, including, Lyndon Witt, who fell from a balcony during a little five party. Rachel Feige, if you remember that one, she's the one that helped that lifeline log get pushed through. She's the one that fell down the steps. And no one called the police because they were worried about repercussions for drugs and alcohol. So interesting set of stories from this article. But Mrs. Spear went on to say, college is not what it was when we went to school. Parents don't think of their children attending college in the same frame of reference. Study, get a degree, get a job. It's a whole different ballgame now. And I would have to agree with that. But Lauren Spear, the efforts are still out there. You still see posters. You still see billboards at times. And as always, this should go without saying, but if anyone has anything, thinks they see something, thinks they hear anything, obviously contact any of the local authorities, because we certainly don't want to forget about this situation.
Not at all. Speaking of Indiana University, according to the Herald Times, tuition rates for in-state undergraduate students at IU Bloomington are not going to increase for the next two fiscal years. The IU Board of Trustees voted at its Wednesday meeting to freeze in-state tuition rates for Bloomington undergraduate students following a recommendation from IU President Michael McRobbie a couple weeks back. During opening remarks at a public forum before the meeting, McRobbie said for some students, taking on debt is the only way to achieve their dreams, but he said IU has taken great strides in making college affordable. IU Chief Financial Officer Mary Frances McCourt said the tuition changes are partially made possible because of increased state aid. McCourt also reiterated McRobbie's focus on university efforts to make college affordable, noting a $150 million increase in institutional aid since the 2007 fiscal year. Now, system-wide affordability initiatives have resulted in no increases for more than 18,000 IU students, most of whom are among the more than 46,000 students on the Bloomington campus. IU had more than 114,000 students system-wide this year. Now, current IU estimates put the average cost of tuition and fees at just over $10,000 per year for residential students. For resident students, those here living in Indiana, and $33,000+ for non-resident students, with total direct cost estimated at $21,000 for in-state and $44,000 out of state. Now, despite the next, or during the next school year, rather, graduate school tuition increases for Indiana residents will average about 2%. Non-resident will average just fewer than 3%, and looking like a 3.2% increase for the most commonly requested room and board package during the 2015-16 school year.
Jim, 30th class of Leadership Bloomington-Monroe County started recently, and Leadership Bloomington-Monroe County is a partnership between IU and the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce that provides educational training for community members who are interested in enhancing their leadership skills. As a part of the class, participants form small groups and design a project to improve the community or fill a need not currently met by another organization, nonprofit, or government entity. Monroe County CASA Resource Development Coordinator Kelly Shannon pitched to her Leadership Bloomington-Monroe County group the idea of purchasing a facility dog for the Charlotte Zitlow Justice Center. Cool idea for these courthouse dogs that come in and are there for helping people mm-hmm. with anxiety or situations that are obviously stressful being in court. And last month, the Board of Judges, who are a part of this group, unanimously approved CASA's initiative to purchase the dog for use in the Monroe County courts. There is up to a 3-year waiting list for a specially trained ICANN dog, as demand for service and facility dogs is high. In that time, CASA also hopes to form partnerships with other local groups who work with children in stressful situations to utilize the trained facility dog. All of us were super enthusiastic about it because it's such a wonderful opportunity for everyone involved, said Valerie Houghton, Monroe County Court presiding judge, except maybe for the attorneys and judges that want to be there. I think court can be a pretty stressful place for most people, and I think a courthouse dog can be a really good calming effect for everyone involved. Cool.
Nice. Feel like good
it.
Story.
Like it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington in the studio. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review, and it is Big Show Friday night. We are stealing glasses thunder, and it is Full Show Friday. Julie Warren is in the studio, as we mentioned, along with David Pillar and myself, and two times in one day.
I know.
You have become the WGCL lady.
I guess so. The Bloomington lady.
The Bloomington lady.
Thank you.
I mean, I'll do credit to Margaret, but Margaret's only on glass in the morning. You are the multi-show.
It's true.
You are the ultimate guest host, if you will, or guest, or whatever the conversation is.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to request early that we keep it clean tonight, Jim.
No.
That's all.
That's
oh, never
not
going
to happen.
It's Julie Warren time.
We're I just want to
be
clean.
It's going to be fun. Rowdy.
I want another Milli Vanilli reference
well,
this evening. That's
I'll
all.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I've been on fire the last 2 weeks, Jim. This is 3 weeks in a row I've been here, which is a new record for this calendar year. So keep track of stats like that. I have a running tally of some stats about the Bloomington Review. We'll share sometime.
I like that.
I appreciate it very
but Julie,
much.
Huge weekend in Bloomington.
It's huge.
There's a ton of things to do this
yes.
weekend, and we want to talk about all the things that you can do if you don't. I mean, how can you listen to the show and not know Julie Warren, but Julie from Visit Bloomington? There's so many things. Where do we want to start?
Where to begin? I know.
Take it away.
Okay, so
Pillar and I just sit back for 20 minutes.
It's Friday evening, so that means it's a first Friday, but it's also June, so it's gallery walk. So there's new exhibits at all the downtown galleries and opening receptions. And first Friday, they've got some fun, just special activities that are happening. Mm-hmm. Wonder Lab has a cool limestone carving project activity that they've got going on for kids with discounted rates to get in. So Friday night, big night. And Limestone Comedy Festival started Thursday, but then there's some shows going on tonight and tomorrow. So it's huge right now.
Wonderful.
Jim, have you done the first Friday gallery walk yet?
It has been some time. Yeah. I have not done one this calendar year.
Kelly and I did one probably, I don't know, 4 or 6 months ago. Our good friend Patty Russo is in charge of the one at the convention center. Mm-hmm. And we like free. Yeah. The Bloomington Review.
We do.
And I'll tell you what, in addition to the culture, and we also like culture on the Bloomington Review, in addition to the culture, good food, good drinks, and it's all free. And you know, I think we're Fitbit people. Julie, a Fitbit person?
Yeah, I've got a Fitbit
Well, that doesn't do anybody any good.
No, it's zero today, so.
But good way to get some steps, and it's great exercise. Yes. And I think I've seen some of their literature that shows you actually how far you walk. And so it's really a comprehensive thing with culture, with great food and drink, with awesome music, live music at most of the stops. And then exercise too, Jim.
It is.
No, it's everything.
It really is.
So, and now that it's like warm outside, finally. Yeah. You can enjoy the walking outside, and it's pretty. The trees are green. The flowers are blooming.
Let me throw this at you before we get too far along, because it's talking about Friday. I have not been to this yet. Food Truck Friday.
Oh, yeah. You haven't been?
I don't know.
For shame.
I know. So tell it, what is Food Truck Friday? Because I keep hearing about it. Where is it at? Who's involved?
Okay, so we know there's like a whole lot of food trucks that have opened up in the last few years.
And this has also been a little bit of the legal
discussion,
we're not going down that road. Hey, we're just talking about
reel it back into the fun stuff, Jim. Reel it back in.
I observed and dodged.
I'm doing the casting motion right now, and I'm reeling Jim back in, and he's doing that fish dance thing that people do when they're reeled in. We got him back in.
Perfect.
Friday food truck?
Yes.
Friday food truck.
They're all legit. They're all licensed and permitted and following the rules. But they all, well, it's not all of them, but several of them congregate at the Chocolate Moose. And so there's like 6 or 7 different food trucks that are there. And the Chocolate Moose, of course, they're vending as well. And then they have live music. And there's like 2 or 3 different performers that will perform each Friday. It starts at 11. So you could go at lunch. And then you could go, it goes until like 10 or 11 at night. So you could. It's an all day thing.
Oh,
you could
I didn't
go at any
that.
Point. You could go twice in one day. And I've done it before. And it's delicious. And I have to tell you, last time we went, I took my daughters, and the 6-year-old went to drop some money in the hat because it was a boy who was playing music, guitar. He was like 10 probably. Really awesome. I was impressed and really like was poised and stuff. So anyway, the big one throws some money in his hat, and the little one runs up and takes the hat and starts to walk off with it. And he's like, "Hey, little girl, give me my money back." And some other lady had to take it from her because, of course, I was just sitting there eating, but whatever.
They're not mine.
Those are my children. Yeah. Running amok.
Okay.
But it's really fun, and it's family friendly, and it's real close to that 3rd Street Waldron Buskirk Hill Park, so you could, you know, head over there and have a picnic.
Where do you park for that?
That's the tricky part. I don't know how I'm supposed to, but I parked in the parking lot where Rhino's is.
As the Bloomington lady, I'm fairly certain your pass lets you park anywhere.
That's right.
Just pull in the
yard.
I
don't get tickets.
Just pull in the yard. You're
just
fine.
Just drive right in the middle of the food truck.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so food truck Friday, every Friday, 11 o'clock till
10 or 11.
Or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
What else this weekend, or have we covered everything?
No. My goodness, no.
Read the notes, Jim. Come on.
Gracious. There's a couple things, actually, that I want to mention. So Limestone Comedy Fest, we talked about that, and there's still tickets available. Great shows tonight and then on Saturday. And then the Bloomington Open Studios Tour is Saturday and Sunday. And so this is where all of the local... Not all of them. Several, many, many local artists will open up their studios, or they'll have some displays. They'll kind of cluster together in a particular gallery, but they show you the process that they go through. They show you their space and how they work and how they come up with these ideas. And it's one of those ways to sort of get interactive with artists and ask them questions about how do you, you know, what is this process like? Mm-hmm. And you can buy art as well. So it's
wonderful.
It's really cool. And there are spots throughout the community, not just in like the downtown. It's all over, really all over the county. There's some that are out kind of in the boonies a little bit, but it's all online. They have a map. It's easy to figure out. They're kind of in clusters, so you can go into one region one day and another one the next. But yeah, super fun. Okay. And then I have to mention, it's Limestone Month. So I think we've talked about this before. Limestone Month is June, and it's a collaboration that we have with Lawrence County Tourism. And so there's lots of like special activities and tours and programming that you can sort of learn about limestone, interact in a variety of different ways. And so one of the activities, there's numerous things going on all month. So you can go to limestonemonth.com to get info. But one of the things they're doing this Sunday is a tour of Rose Hill Cemetery. So it's with some like the cemetery committee that the History mm-hmm. Center has. And they're going to do a tour and sort of point out some of the kind of cool figures and people who are buried there, which is a little bit morbid, but it's really cool. And the you know, the sculptures that go into some of these headstones and things are really fascinating. So anyway, okay. Information's online.
Limestone.
Limestonemonth.com. Limestone. That's right. Yeah. Limestone okay. All over the place.
Julie Warren, by the way, is the Director of Tourism for Visit Bloomington. So it's not like we've just invited a random person off the street to come in and,
yeah,
and talk about
That's
things,
me.
You know. Yeah. The lady who just parks where she wants to and eats ice cream where she wants
guess.
To. So now that Bloomington Schools got out of school last Saturday, mm-hmm. this Saturday is RBB graduation.
That's right.
So what are we starting to look for kids?
There is some fun stuff. The Touch a Truck is coming up. That's littler kids, not high schoolers. But
kids are out of school now.
That's right. That's right. So Touch a Truck is June 10th. So I wanted to mention that. It's at Twin Lakes Rec Center. At 10 a.m. And so that's fun because, of course, they're going to have like fire trucks and ambulances and all the cool stuff that little kids get excited about and you can climb in.
And David Pillar.
Yeah,
and
I was
going to
say
people.
Little kids. Tall people, too. Not just little people. Tall people, too.
I'm not going to say that I haven't gotten excited about fire trucks and climbed in there. That's the best part about having kids is that you get to do all this stuff and act
there
like a
go.
Big, giant kid and nobody questions it or looks at you weird. Like they might you. I don't know. So
Used to it.
There's some other cool stuff going on at a number of the museums over the summer as well. And so Wonder Lab has some cool stuff going on. They have it's called Idea Lab. It's an Idea Lab Electromagnetism. And so that's June 13th. And then they have their Ham Radio Day on June 21st. And they have programming all summer long. But these are just some fun, like, special activities that you can do in addition to just, you know, going crazy in Wonder mm-hmm. Lab and running wild, so which is what we do when we're there.
Anything planned Father's Day weekend around Bloomington that you know of?
Let's see. There's this little festival called The Taste of Bloomington that happens on Saturday, June 20th.
Stanhouse and Talisha Kopic are going to be on the show next week.
That's
to talk
right.
About
so they're going
to
give you all the details. But, of course, you know, we've talked about this before. Mm. David and I, this is like, and you, this mm-hmm. is like one of our favorite events in Bloomington. It's sort of like a, I don't want to be inappropriate, but it's sort of like a drunk high school reunion.
What?
It's like a drunk high school reunion. Like everybody's just drinking and you're seeing people that you haven't seen in 20 years or maybe you only see them this day.
Every year, yeah, exactly. You see the same people every year.
You wouldn't normally hug them.
We haven't seen each other in years because you don't remember the year prior.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that, yeah, you'll have lots of info on that. But then, of course, there's Arts Fair on the Square that morning as well.
Is the music lineup out for Taste yet?
I believe mm-hmm. it is, actually, tasteofbloomington.com. Yeah, and on their Facebook page.
Okay. Here Come the Mummies, I know, is
for
going
sure.
to be there.
Yep.
Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band.
I think so.
Is that. There's a couple others. I've got it here. I'll get it when we take our break.
Yeah, they've got a good lineup.
Okay.
It's fun. Yeah.
We're going to take a break actually right now because we've got plenty to talk about. We get into 4th of July time and July, just there's all kinds of stuff coming up. So stay with us. More with Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman, David Pillar, and Julie Warren here in the studio. And during the break, we checked the schedule for the Taste of Bloomington. Rough Draft starts things off 3 o'clock at the main stage. Then the Arc Band, Jake Dodds, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, and Here Come the Mummies is the last act on the big stage at 9:30 that night. Then at the North Stage, 800 Pound Gorilla, The Velours, Raging Texans, Hairbangers Ball, Mr.
Yeah.
Pillar. And Blue Rising wraps up on that side. So good tunes for Taste of Bloomington.
Can we say damn on WGCL?
Yeah,
only like
the Hoover Dam.
Oh, okay. And then like Reverend Peyton and his big dam band.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
They hold retaining water.
Don't want anyone to get in trouble.
No,
Rough Draft Gym is a bunch of teachers and guidance counselors and folks from Bloomington South. And it's a lot of fun. They're a teacher band, basically, and so they will be at Players Pub tonight. But that's cool that they're getting
good.
They're getting some taste of Bloomington.
That's
love.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good guys.
All
and,
right,
and ladies.
Julie Warren, take it away from here.
Yes. Okay. So there's a couple other events that I have to mention because they're pretty interesting. When I saw them on my calendar, there's an event called Bug Fest at the Hilltop Garden and Nature Center, which hasn't been a lot of activity at Hilltop over the last few years, but I think they're coming back with a lot more programming. And so this is an event where they're going to have like lecturers talking about butterflies and dragonflies and spiders and all kinds of other types of bugs, and they'll have mm-hmm. bugs that you can interact with in some way. And one of the things that caught my attention was that they'll have mealworm races. So this is going to be so ridiculously funny and crazy and just like a ball for little kids, I think.
How long does it take a mealworm to go a foot?
I know, exactly. Like, what is it, an inch that they have to travel? I don't know. Gross.
That's,
I don't like worms.
That's actually inchworms that are doing that. Right.
And they just stretch out and relax, and then they covered
it. Done. Yeah.
Jim, mm-hmm. I'm fairly certain we covered this event last year.
We did. We talked about this.
Yeah. Bugs.
Bugs. Jim, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, so that's good for the kids.
It is. It's fun. And that's June 27th at Hilltop, like I said. And then there's another event that day in the evening. So if you've gone and had some bugs, bug adventures, you can go to Butler Winery and at their vineyard out on Robinson Road. And Wild Care, it's called Butler Wine and Wildlife, but Wild Care Inc. is going to be there. And they're going to have some different animals of various types, I think, that you can sort of interact with and activities for kids and just learn more about wild animals and the programs that they have at Wild Care.
So bring your bugs to the winery and...
Yeah, feed the... birds or something. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, probably. But anyway.
This rare little insect has just been mauled by a...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know. It's
hey, man, that's like kids need to learn these lessons.
Circle
these
life.
Are life lessons.
Circle
that's
of
exactly
life.
Right. That's right.
Hakuna Matata.
That's mm-hmm. right. Exactly. Oh, boy. So, anywho, that kicks us off into July. And I have mm-hmm. to mention, too, we're talking about live music at The Taste, but there are tons of live music events happening all summer long. So not only is there, you know, all the music that's at the Players Pub and Bluebird and all these other mm-hmm. places, they've got the Parks and Rec Performing Arts Series happens all summer. And so they've got the Tuesday People's Park concerts at lunch. There's the Friday concerts at the Waldron Hill Buskirk Park on Fridays. And then I think in July they start up with the Sundays in Bryan Park. And then they'll do some movies in Bryan Park after. Anyway, it's all there's all kinds of overlapping.
Yeah.
But there's tons of live music. And those are fun, free events that you can go with
do
the family.
Do they still do live music on the courthouse, I think, on Thursday lunchtime?
Oh.
That was a few years back. And
yeah.
When I worked downtown, I'd go to that occasionally.
You're right. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay.
But then again, I'm not down every Thursday.
It's all right.
Almost, but anyway.
You got to get to the food truck Friday.
I know. I have to save it up. So all my calories and money because I go crazy. Yeah, and then, of course, there's the 4th of July. So we'll have mm-hmm. the parade again this year, and that's on the 4th, which is a Saturday. So mm-hmm. kind of cool.
3-day weekend for a lot of people.
That's
they will
right.
hopefully get Fridays off.
That's
and
right. I will.
I will, too.
But Friday will be my birthday, so.
All
right. That's right. July 3rd.
Okay.
So I get fireworks. Yeah, the parade starts at 10 a.m., same route as before. I think it goes down, 7th
Street,
and then, down College. And
will you be emceeing this year?
I have a missed call from Keith Klein from
a
few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I would imagine that Keith and I will be on the stage
I love
again.
It. Good.
I just want the steel drum band in the parade again. So because the guy
it.
And I have a moment. I don't know his name. I only see him the one day of the year. But when he passes, he looks at me and I call to the crowd, what do we need? And the crowd responds, we need more cowbell.
I love it.
And he
delivers.
He delivers. Absolutely, he does.
That's
there you
perfect.
Go.
Yeah, okay. Well, hopefully they'll
moment.
Be in the parade.
Yeah.
And then the fireworks. There are going to be fireworks at the fairgrounds
okay.
that evening. I think the gates open at 6 p.m. That's what my notes say, so I'm going to go with that. But definitely check online before mm-hmm. you go.
Sure.
And make sure that you know which gates to go in, because I'm assuming, I mean, who knows? They may change it up a little bit because, you know, it gets pretty congested.
And
so.
Let's ask for honesty in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Don't park on the road just outside of the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Throw your $5 in for the, exactly. the coverage of the lights and everything.
You got to pay for this stuff. It's expensive.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
So make those donations.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so other stuff that's going on. There's a ton of live theater stuff going on. Actually, tons of stuff on campus because it's the Summer Festival of the Arts. So, which is like basically they took all the stuff that was already happening, added some more stuff, and then pulled it all together as a collaboration. But it's on campus, so IU Theater has a number of events going on, performances. I think they're doing As You Like It in July, and then The Gentleman from Indiana, which I don't even know what that's about, but I feel like I should see it.
It's the life story of David Piller.
Oh, there it is.
I'm from Ohio, Jim.
You're I know the you one are, from Indiana. But you could be.
Maybe it's your story, Jim.
No, I
appreciate you referring to me as a gentleman, though.
I know.
I'm trying
Very
to
nice.
Give you some love.
Very nice, that's Jim. Right. Very nice. Yeah, that was a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We need a Bloomington lady play. Anyway, I'm just saying. So there's a and then they're going to do Seussical the Musical at the end of July as well into August. So that's like right as the kids are going back to school. I'm assuming there'll mm-hmm. be some field trips and things onto campus. But and then, of course, the Jacobs School of Music has a million events that happen all summer long. The ones that I mean, there's great performances all summer. But then I like the ones where it's like the symphony on the or orchestra, I can't remember who it is exactly, but they play on the lawn of the Mac. I know, I'm so sophisticated.
This is where you reel in Julie and be like, what was that you were trying to say a minute ago?
Big performance on the lawn of the Mac, which is fun. So an outdoor concert. Yeah, so fun stuff. Okay. And then what else do we need to know?
Got some sports stuff. You know, we had track and field in town this
That's
weekend.
Right.
So boys today, girls tomorrow.
That's right.
And then basketball, softball. I'm sure there's mm-hmm. lots of tournaments.
There are some
various things.
We've got a big AAU tournament, a big one that's coming into town June. It's like the third or fourth week in June, the 22nd or something like that, out at the Twin Lakes Rec Center. So tons of kids coming into town with their families, and that'll be big. You'll see people around town, you know, help them out, give them directions.
Sure. But thank them for using our resources.
Exactly.
And then lots of other camps, all the IU sports camps, swimming, soccer, baseball, basketball, then Jordy Halls, the Zellers, lots of other people having a variety of camps and activities. So just search that, Google that, and you'll come up with what you're looking for to keep your kids busy.
Oh, yeah.
Does Visit Bloomington have a kids calendar? Like, does it have a specific kids area or for, like summertime activities for kids?
We have – that's a good idea. We do have on the calendar where you can search for, like, kid and family-friendly events that are going on. So it's pretty easy to find it on the events calendar that way. But it would be fun to have, like, a family page of just – you know, in seasonal too, things that you can do with your kids at various places. But
sounds like an intern next school year.
Yeah, I like that idea. Come up with this list.
Brad Muehlhouse, get an intern over there from Bloomington North and put them to work.
Put it together.
We had an intern. Well, we have IU interns pretty often, but we had an intern from North.
We had a North intern. She was in our senior project group. She was great.
She was great.
Did a
nice
presentation
good.
About your group. So
well,
it was
good.
Awesome.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah. She did a fan. I mean, I was like, she's better than some of the college interns we've had.
Yeah, she was really strong.
Sharp.
I don't remember her name off the
Megan.
Top of my head. Okay. There you go.
It's her name, Megan, and she did fantastic. She did a speech at North's graduation, and she gave me like a run of it. She did a little like practice run. I could not even believe it. I was amazed at how good she did. I was like, I feel like I'm sitting here watching like a professional speaker right here. She was like, I feel like I'm a different person when I do this. I was, you're phenomenal. Oh, my God. You're going
places,
kid.
Watch if she doesn't take your job in a few
I
years.
I know. It's all right. She should. Anyway.
Any other big stuff before we get into August?
My God. What am I talking? Well, okay, wait. No, that's pretty much it. The fair. The fair starts in July, the end of, on the 25th, and it goes into August 1st, I think. So,
Monroe County Fair is usually towards the end of the season, which
yes.
almost overlaps to the state fair, if I'm not mistaken.
It gets pretty close. I feel like the state fair has been getting a little bit later as well, though. So I think it's usually, because I usually have to go up for a day, and I feel like it's usually in mid-August. But pretty close.
And when, I hate to mention it, the week of, but when does school start back up in the fall?
Like
A teacher days are 30 and 31, so the first school day in MCCSC is Monday, August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the 1st of August.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, there is 2 months summer vacation
yes.
only.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh.
I know, it goes by fast.
So
it's okay, though, by me. as a parent. It's cool.
Going to Disney vacation and Julie's birthday, and she's like, I'm done with my kids.
It's over. It's finished. Yeah, I've done everything I can do, okay?
Okay.
Any remaining time will be spent wandering around the Food Truck Friday event, stealing money from poor unsuspecting kids playing music.
My little three-year-old was like, I want to go to the truck food place. She says it every day. I'm like, it's only on Fridays, kid. Get out of here. She only eats hot dogs. When you can get hot dogs at home, whatever.
There's something magical about that boiled water hot dog.
I know. No, I'm out of a truck.
No,
that's great.
The food trucks do good work.
No, they're really delicious. That's why I keep going.
Visit Bloomington.com for all the information.
That's right.
Submit your stuff if you've got something coming up. Mm-hmm. Very easy to do so as well.
Yeah.
Track down Julie. Head by their office on the north side of town. I think I've covered it all.
Catch up with Glass in the morning on Fridays,
right?
And see the Bloomington lady, or hear the Bloomington lady just about every Friday morning.
Yeah.
How is that working out with you and Glass?
I love it. It's so fun. I couldn't go last Friday because there was no school. And so that was like the one day that I didn't have plans for my daughter. So I couldn't get into the radio station. But, so I was like, and then he had Adam Wason as a guest. And I was like, no, it should have just been him. Like, don't replace me, this deputy mayor dude. Yeah. Who's he anyway?
He doesn't have a parking pass for the lawn.
Exactly. Whatever. No, I love it. It's so much fun.
Good, good, good. All right. Thanks again, Julie, for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We will take a break. Come back with some sports. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Just a few minutes left in the show. Mr. Piller, where do you want to begin?
Well, the most important thing we've got here from the WGCL standpoint is the Reds are on the radio tonight, so stay tuned. After the Bloomington Review, we will pitch it over to Marty Brenneman and the Red Legs, who are at home against the San Diego Padres. So tonight, again, right after the show, 7:10. Tomorrow, 4:10. They'll take Sunday off on the radio, but not on the field. And then we'll be back with you Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week. Phillies and Cubs, Phillies in Cincinnati, Cubs in Chicago. So the Reds are on the radio here on WGCL as always. Unfortunately, the Hoosier baseball season ended last weekend. The Hoosiers did defeat Radford on Friday afternoon when we were in studio. They got beat by Vanderbilt Saturday and then went back and were defeated by Radford in what ultimately was the semifinal game. Radford went on, if you didn't see it, to play Vanderbilt in the finals for that regional, and they were defeated 20-0. So Vanderbilt was a powerhouse and ready to go. But, again, a great class for the Hoosiers has passed through. Certainly put IU baseball back on the map, so lots to be proud of from this group. So certainly, again, nothing to hang their heads about, and we'll kind of see what the Big Ten has left as they go into the College World Series on that road to Omaha, Nebraska. You've been to Omaha, and you saw the field, didn't you?
I have seen the field, yes. Not during the game action, though.
Yeah. Big news for Tom Crean on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
Max, and forgive me, I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Bielfeldt.
Bielfeldt. That's what I was going to go with. Max Bielfeldt is coming to the Hoosiers. He is going to be a graduate student transfer. He's coming from in-conference, which is a little strange. Generally, there's rules about transferring in-conference if you were a scholarship athlete. But for whatever reason that I have not figured out, he got a waiver. So his 1 year of eligibility that is remaining will bring Bielfeldt, the Peoria, Illinois native, to Bloomington. Max 6'8", 245-pound forward, averaged 5 points, 3.5 boards. Last year was the Wolverine's sixth man of the year. And he's going to be a nice complimentary piece to help take up some space inside that was lost when Devin Davis and Hunter Mascara Pereira were not asked back for next season. So anyway, he plans to enter a graduate program at IU's Kelly School of Business and pursue a degree in finance or entrepreneurship. So that's great, and welcome to him, and we certainly can use him. And Coach Crean has one spot left, one scholarship now left after some of the comings and goings of the this offseason. So see what's out there. There's some people. Emmett Holt came on late in the game last year. Kids reclassify with their recruiting if they're attending prep schools or academies or things like that. And with some coaching changes, Florida earlier when Billy Donovan went to the Oklahoma City and Fred Hoiberg left Iowa State to go to the Bulls. So some things like that could cause some commitments to open up again. So we have a spot with the Hoosiers. If you can rebound, we may be interested. Boys track and field earlier today, all day today over at over on campus. And the girls track and field is tomorrow. Check that out. Brian Muehlhaus and our guys from Bloomington North on the golf side. We're hosting the golf sectional this morning at the IU golf course. So lots of teams, Bedford, Bloomington South, Edgewood, amongst others, will be over at the South golf course. My girl Denise Asquey and the Bloomington South tennis team were rolling, and forgive me, I've not seen where they are right now, but I think they're down to the semi-state. I think there's four teams left. They're playing Terre Haute North, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't know when and where that happens. So, but just keep your eyes on what's going on with that. Bloomington South girls softball defeated in the regional by Center Grove earlier in the week. And then a little bit kind of old news, but Bloomington South beat Bloomington North 3-1 in the sectional baseball final. That was Monday night over at North. So,
and most important on the local sports scene, the Dolls and Kickballs team wrapped up their season last week. 7-1-1
Yeah, congratulations.
Came in second in the league.
That's
not
bad.
Only team we lost to was the championship team, who was undefeated.
Cool.
And we had our own private team award ceremony, excuse me, on Thursday night, including the Barry Bonds Juicing Award, the Paula Abdul Spirit Award, and we had one guy who scraped his leg up pretty nasty, so he got the Bloody Leg Award.
Oh, wow.
Do what you got to do to make the awards
get
important
home, get
for
the kids. Hardware. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
The high school sports, again, are kind of wrapping up, but we'll keep you updated over the next week or two. As far as South golfers, we'll be in a pretty good spot. We'll catch you updated again on South tennis and some other things that are happening. Up the road, Jürgen Sommer out as the head coach of the Indy 11. So Glass has kind of talked about that quite a bit, because I'm not a soccer guy, but he is. So
but
he,
with the this building, potential building of this major stadium and everything, and getting rid of the coach at the same time is a little bit of a rocky start to getting soccer on a high level in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it is, unless they bring in a big name to be the coach,
right.
And maybe that's going to be part of it. So we'll see.
We'll see.
You got NHL playoffs. The Blackhawks got the first one on the road in Tampa, and if you've been following that at all, the Lightning will not allow people outside of the state of Florida to buy tickets. It's kind of been a crazy thing that they've been arguing about. I don't even know how they can control that. But and then you got LeBron and the Cavs against Steph Curry and the Warriors. So the NBA Finals are underway as well. Well, last night a good one. That'll be a good game, good series.
We're going to take a break and wrap up the show. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Less than 2 minutes in this segment. Thanks again to Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington for coming on the show this week. VisitBloomington.com, all your information over there. And, of course, we'll put that on the podcast as well at WGCLRadio.com. Forecast for the weekend, Mr. Pillar.
Jim, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m. tonight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Tomorrow looks good. Partly sunny with a high near 78. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62, and then Sunday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in late in the afternoon, but partly sunny with a high near 85. All your weather, all the time, WGCLRadio.com.
Next week on the show, Ron Stanhouse and Talisha Kopic talking about Taste of Bloomington. They're a sponsor of the show right now. Again, tasteofbloomington.com, 40-plus Bloomington eateries, all kinds of music, June 20th, out at Showers Commons downtown.
So, speaking of music, Jim, it's time for our outro music.
We played the intro, we play the outro.
I love it. Hey, you're a lucky guy. We know that. Everyone knows that. But are you willing to throw $2 on your luck for the Hoosier Lottery right now? Because they've got a new game. Scratch and Sniff takes you back to your elementary school days, where the lottery tickets smell like bacon. Five people will win a 20-year supply of bacon paid in installments and valued at $5,000 or $250 annually.
That I was hoping for a Milli Vanilli reference in there, didn't get it, but even still, it's all right.
Jim, we're talking about bacon here.
I know.
There's no joking around when it comes to this. It's our favorite nitrate.
On that note, enjoy your nice weekend, Mr. P.
You too, my man.
All right, we'll talk to everybody next week. Bye-bye.